Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, MR, Number 870. Keeping the Sabbath in Our Sanitariums. Matthew 5, verse 17 to 19, quoted. It is our work to give this message. We are to teach men and women not to regard lightly one principle of the law of God. By precept and example, we are to explain the nature of God's holy requirements. Thus we shall be in the world a savor of life unto life. Physicians are inclined to feel justified in doing many things on the Sabbath, which they should refrain from doing. The needs of suffering humanity are never to be neglected. But as far as possible, all work should be laid aside on the Sabbath. At this time we should do all in our power to let light shine to a benighted world. For Satan is doing his utmost to cast his hellish shadow across the pathway of every soul. Please read Exodus 31, verse 12 to 18. Could anything be more positive than this? The Sabbath of the fourth commandment is not to be hidden under a bushel. In all our sanitariums, the light on this question is to shine forth. By our methods of work, we are to exalt God's memorial. We are ever to acknowledge the binding claims of the Sabbath command. This, God declares, is a sign between Him and us throughout our generations forever. Let us remember that it means much to the educators and those being educated in our sanitariums to keep the Sabbath aright. This should be regarded as much more important and essential than it has been in the past. Testing truth is to be given to the world. Men are to be taught that the seventh day is God's memorial of creation. Yet this truth is not to be presented in such a way as to render it offensive. The light is to shine forth in such a way that it will illuminate the minds of all. 14, 1901, pages 7, 8. To Dr. S. Rand, Hamilton, Newcastle, New South Wales, Australia, January 22, 1901. White Estate, Washington, D.C., July 13, 1981.